弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
时间过得很快。
Time flies so fast.
我觉得好像有过了三个月了吗？
I don't feel like it's 3 months already.
飞机飞到 Kansas City 上空的时候，我就问我自己有没有什么特别的感觉。
When the airplane was above Kansas City, I asked myself how I feel.
我觉得好像跟我以前从西雅图回来出差一样。
I felt like the same as if I was on the business trip and back from Seattle.
觉得好像只是刚刚出去一个礼拜一样。
I felt like I was away for just about a week.
那感谢神的恩典，谢谢很多弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
Thank the grace of the Lord and many prayers from brothers and sisters.
现在的这个新的技术让我们好像虽然隔了半个地球，但是交通确实没有停止。
I think for the new technologies, even I'm away on the other side of the earth, but still we have so much fellowship.
Email 来，所以基本上家里有什么事情，都很快就知道了。
And through email, I knew most of the things happened in here.
然后有时候也会听这边的信息，跟弟兄姊妹的交通见证。
Sometimes I listen the testimonies and messages here.
那谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的代祷。
Thanks for all the prayers.
神的确与我们同在，我相信与弟兄姊妹同在，也与我们同在。
Truly, God is with us and with every one of us.
那我想最宝贵的还是主的话，所以今天还是愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起分享主的信息。
I think the most precious is still the Word of God. So today I want to share some more here.
我们还是有点简单的祷告。
Let us have some simple prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你召聚你的儿女们。主，让我们能够一起在你的面前聚会。
You called your children together so that we can meet before you.
我们感谢你，不但把你的救恩赐给我们。
We thank you not only give us your salvation.
你也把你的话赐给我们，好让我们有得救的智慧。
You also give us your word so that we have this wisdom to salvation.
清晨当我们打开你话语的时候，我们也求你打开我们每一个人的心。
We open your words in the early morning. We pray that you open our hearts.
主，不断地用你的话来更新我们，让我们的灵魂苏醒。
Continually renew our hearts with your spirit and let our spirit awake.
用你的话来供应我们，让我们的生命长大。
Your word be our provision.
我们也需要你用你的话来照亮我们，好叫我们知道我们所当行的路。
And may your light enlighten us so we know the way to go.
我们仰望你，我们相信主，你圣灵在我们中间运行。
We look upon you, Lord, and we believe Holy Spirit is working among us.
主，出于人的话，求你把它挪去；出于圣灵的主，求你让它能够在我们里面。
Please filter the words from man, and only the few from God will be left.
让凡有耳的都能够听。
And let those who have ear to hear.
我们仰望你，我们也承认我们自己的不足，但是我们仰望你自己的恩典和怜悯。主，让教会能够再一次听见你的话。
We look upon you, Lord. We know we're so limited, but we know you are the one who can help us.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那刚才，若是大家翻到刚才所读的约翰福音第四章。
If you have turned John chapter 4.
这是主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人的对话，我相信弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉。
This is a conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. I believe brothers and sisters are all very familiar with these verses.
那弟兄姊妹，我不知道，你觉得你最大的需要是什么？
I do not know what is your greatest need.
朋友们，你活在地上，你觉得人生的目的是什么？
Friends, what do you feel?Is your purpose living on this earth?
这一个故事是说到主耶稣遇见了一个打水的妇人。
This story tells about Jesus met a woman drawing water.
我们没有时间去念啊，我们就跟弟兄姊妹提三点。这个妇人她是在井旁打水。
And we don't have time to tell the details of the story, but I will mention 3 points. First is this woman came to the well to draw water.
所以我们在这里看见的是一个打水的妇人。
So here's we see a woman who is coming to draw water.
当她在打水的时候，耶稣遇见她，耶稣就告诉她一个信息。他说：“你喝这水的还要再渴。”
And Jesus met her and told her a message. If you drink this water, you will be thirsty again.
那这就说出人在肉身上仍有许许多多的需要。
This implies that man has so many needs.
水是人身体最大的需要。
And water is the biggest need of our body.
人可以不吃饭，几天不吃饭，但是人经受不了几天不喝水。
Our body can survive without eating for several days, but we cannot survive without drinking water.
所以这一个妇人打水的图画，就把人生把它画出来，就是我们的人生可以说就是一个打水的人生。So
this picture of a woman drawing water is actually a picture of our life. We are a man who needs water.
打水的人生需要有天上来的信息来解释它。耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But this life of drawing water needs a heavenly explanation. Like Jesus said, whoever drinks this water will be thirsty again.
我们是住在深圳，去年8月份我是第一次去深圳出差。
We live in the city of Shenzhen. Last August, I visited Shenzhen first time for my business trip.
那今年又去，这个3月份去，事隔半年，但是有很大的变化。
And went there again this March, so only 6 months later, but there has been a lot of changes.
大家知道变化在什么地方?
Do you know what are the changes?
去年深圳是先锋城市，疯是疯狂的疯。
Last year, Shenzhen is famous because it's almost like in a going mad status.
我去了，同事们都说，深圳的房价疯了，去年半年涨了一倍。
They call it a crazy city. Why? Because they're talking about the real estate price of that city.
去年的深圳的房子均价大概是要接近2万一平方。
So the average house price is about $2,000 per square meter.
今年呢？ 20,000 yuan.
20,000 yuan. Yeah, so which,
大概是3000美金
About $3,000 a square meter.
所以如果你要买一个150平方，比这里的房子要小一点，但是四房的150平方的大概需要45万美金。
So you need probably about $450,000 for a house about 150 square meters.
你那里买一个 apartment， 这里可以买2栋房子。
So the price to buy an apartment there, you can buy 2 houses here.
那今年呢?
So what about this year?
我前两天看见一个故事，我觉得蛮有意思的。
I heard a story several days ago.
说到那个故事的题目叫做《昔日亿万富豪，今日深圳民工》。
Okay. The title of the story that it used to be a billionaire, and but now it's just a labor.
这是他这个朋友，他原来是个工程师。 到2003年的时候，他有40万的存款在手上。
This man was an engineer, and in the year of 2000, he had about 400,000 Chinese yuan in his savings.
那时候深圳的买房是零首付，就是不需要投款。
And at that time, to buy a house in Shenzhen, you do not need any deposit.
所以他当时就买了2套房子，一套自己住，一套租出去。 很好赚，因为租金比这个每月的房款还要多。
And he bought 2 houses, one for himself and one for rent. And actually, it's very good for him because that time he got more from the rent, collect more from the rent, and then he can pay for the payment.
那是03年的事情，那尝到甜头以后，他后来跟4个朋友，5个人一起合伙。 大概有3-400万，他们买了10套房子， 当年卖掉以后就赚了一倍。
So it's about in year 2003, he goes through with 4 friends. They have about 3-4 million Chinese yuan, and they bought 10 houses, and they after they sold it, they doubled the income. They made another 3-4 million.
然后到去年，他后来变成了有50套房子。
And actually, in last year, he had 50 houses.
然后去年，本来他担心说要调控，去年，结果他卖了一些，但是到了6月份的时候，发现调控政策并没有出来， 所以他又买了20套，所以到年底他一共有69套房子。
So last year, before they saw that Chinese government will cool down the situation and he sold some houses, but later, since not much practical steps, so he changed his mind. He bought even more houses. So altogether, he owned 69 houses.
所以算一下的话，他大概资产是1亿到2亿。
So probably the value of the house is reach it's about 100 million.
那所以两年前那时候，他说他进出都是有车送啊，天天下馆子过小年。
So about 2 years ago, like wherever you go, he has a dedicated driver for him, and he always eats at restaurants.
但是今年年初没有多长时间，房子就跌了30%。
At the beginning of the year, the value of the house had dropped already for 30%.
所以他的朋友年初的时候劝他说停。
So his friend recommended him, persuaded him to just hold on.
但是前两个月就劝他说赶快脱手吧。
But two months ago, his friend asked him to say to sell the house as fast as possible.
他们跟他算了一下，他现在大概是1亿的资产，可以卖5000万。
So they kind of recalculated the value of the house. So previously these houses worth about 100 million, but now probably only half of it.
他现在是借着信用卡翻来翻去在挺。那朋友跟他算了一下，如果一个月你这些一亿的房产跌20%，再加上利息的话，一个月就跌到3000万。
So right now he's trying to survive by just playing the game, shifting debts from one credit card to another. And his friends calculated for him, if the house dropped another 20%, he will lose 30 million in.One single month.
所以他现在房子全部出手啊，条件就是买的人帮他还贷款，所以他现在是两手空空。
So he sold all his houses, and the only condition, only price he asked is whoever bought the house will continue the payment to the bank.
采访的记者去，他最后跟记者说，他说从前那一个李京东已经死了。
So actually, he had nothing with him now, and the And he told the reporter that the man Li Jingdong, which is his name, has died.
现在我只不过是一个民工。
Now I'm just a laborer.
一个住300块钱一个月民房的农工。
And he lived in an apartment which is only cost 300 Chinese yuan a month.
弟兄姊妹，这就是打水的人生。耶稣说，凡喝这水的，还要再渴。
Brothers and sisters, this is a picture of a life drawing water. As Jesus said, whoever drinks this water, he will be thirsty again.
接下来耶稣跟这个妇人就说，耶稣说到她的丈夫，这个妇人说，我没有丈夫。
Then Jesus talked about the woman's husband, and the woman said, I have no husband.
耶稣认得她，耶稣说，你已经有五个丈夫，现在所有的不是你的丈夫。
Jesus knew this woman, and he said that, You have no husband. The husband you have now is not your husband.
这个妇人不但是一个打水的妇人，这个妇人又是一个换丈夫的妇人。
The life of this woman is not only drawing water; she kept changing her husband.
人光喝水，人里面是不会真正饱足的。人的里面需要爱。
We cannot be fully satisfied just by water. We need love.
很有意思，我现在打开中国的电视剧电视
very interesting when I opened a Chinese TV drama series
有一些是以前的戏古的或者是打仗的时候
some are series about wars or the ancient dynasty stories
但是今天的戏讲到今天的戏我发现每一本戏的我 翻频道看了几个可以说每一部电视剧的女主人公我发现都是撒玛利亚妇人
and it's interesting if we look at the dramas which the background is a modern society almost all from all the series I see the main character the women character is like the Samaritan woman
所以今天的中国的社会物质发达了但是今天社会的旋律就是这一个换丈夫的旋律
And the Chinese society is so rich now, materially, but actually the actual inwardly is all like this miracle woman.
人到底需要什么?
What we truly need.
到底什么才能让人有真正的满足?
What can truly satisfy us?
那很稀奇, 结果这个故事就有第三段。
Surprisingly, there's a third part of this conversation.
妇人说, 我们祖宗在这山上礼拜, 你们倒说应当敬拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And the women said, our father worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place we must worship is Jerusalem.
我们可以说第三个这里的妇人乃是一个上山的妇人。
And in the third part of this conversation, this woman is she's climbing a mountain.
人不但有肉身的需要,
we only have the need for our body.
人不但有精神的需要,
we have need for our spirit, for our soul.
亲爱的朋友, 人和动物不一样, 动物也有肉身的需要, 也有精神的需要, 但是动物它不懂得敬拜。
And the fundamental difference between men and animals is animals do not know worship.
但是人的里面不一样, 当神创造人的时候, 可以说神在人的里面预备了一个容器。
But as for men, it is different because when man was created, God put a special need in man's heart.
人是需要敬拜神的。
Man need to worship God.
所以不管是发达的社会, 不管是原始的社会, 你发现人都在有一个共同的行为, 就是人在那里敬拜。
No matter in a developed society or an undeveloped society, the need is the same.
所以我很喜欢Augustine的一句话, 他说我找不到安息, 直至我安息于你。
I like a saying from Augustine, and he said, I cannot find rest until I find rest in you.
弟兄姊妹, 你里面有真正的安息吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you have true rest in your heart?
朋友, 你的心里面有真正的满足和安息吗?
Friends, do you have true satisfaction in your heart?
你要好好的听这句话, 我找不到安息, 直至我安息于你。
Listen this carefully. I cannot find peace until you have peace in you.
人需要敬拜, 但是许多人所敬拜的, 像这里说, 他们所拜的, 他们不认识, 他们不知道。
And man needs to worship, but just like here, in the verse it says, many worship the one they do not know.
所以耶稣, 这是我们刚才所念的这一段, 耶稣就跟这个妇人说到敬拜, 他说, 你们所拜的, 你们不知道, 我们所拜的, 我们知道, 这是指着犹太人说的, 但是耶稣说到 23节, 时候将到, 如今就是了, 那真正拜父的, 要用心灵和诚实拜他。
As we heard, Jesus told the women, you Samaritans worship what you do not know, we worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet the time is coming and has now come, when the true worship will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
耶稣说到真正敬拜,
so here Jesus said the true worshiper.
真正敬拜父的, 要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
The true worship will worship Father in spirit and in truth.
所以这是我们今天要交通的信息,
This is the message I want to share today.
真正敬拜的人。
The message I want to share today is true worshiper.
那耶稣怎么说呢? 他说, 好像有一个时代的转变, 因为耶稣来到。
So what Jesus said is like there's a transition of time because Jesus has come.
所以从前的时候有两种敬拜的光景。
Before there was two situations of worshiping.
一种, 就是大部分的世人, 他们虽然里头有一个敬拜的需要, 可以说敬拜是一个本能, 人知道自己这个有限, 暂时的人, 不是人真正的依靠, 人需要 someone, 在外面的, 要找到一位来敬拜他。
One of the situations like most men in this world, they do have the need in heart to worship God, but they do not know who to worship. And they know they are so limited, they are so unreliable, they want to rely on someone but cannot find it.
所以人都在寻找神要来敬拜他, 结果人都是瞎子摸象。
We want to find the true God to worship, but actually they are like the blind man trying to touch an elephant and find what it like.
人看见打雷，人说神是严厉的。
And when we watch the thunder outside, we say God is rigid.
人看见那个自然生命的美丽，人觉得神是慈爱的。
When we see the beauty of the natural lives, we say God is merciful.
甚至像撒玛利亚人，他们手里面有摩西五经，可以说他们有神的启示，但是仍然他们不认识这位神。
And like Samaritans, they do have the five books of Moses, so they do have some revelation from God, but still they do not know the one they worship.
这是一种敬拜的光景。
This is one situation of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在这里敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, we worship here today.
可以说我们的生活应当就是一个敬拜的生活。
We have to say that our lives should be a worshiping life.
但我们要问的问题就是我们所拜的我们认不认识，我们知不知道。
But we need to ask, do we know the one we worship?
第二个就是犹太人，他们有神的启示。
The second situation is like Jews. They do have the revelation from God.
他们有神迹在他们的中间。
They do see miracles among them.
他们神是与他们立约的神。
And God is a covenant God to them.
那在他们身上应该能够看见神所喜悦的敬拜。
And supposedly we should see the worship that pleases God.
但是耶稣这里虽然没有直接的说他们，但是我们可以这么说，他们的敬拜是根据着遗文、字句和遗传。
And Jesus didn't say it directly here, but actually it's implied that their worship is only through letters and traditions.
可以说他们有敬拜的外壳，但是他们没有敬拜的实质。
You can see that outwardly they have a worshiping shell, but actually internally they are not true worshippers.
所以旧约里面先知就神界的先知说：“你们的口亲近我，但是你们的心远离我。”
So that's why in the Old Testament, that's through the mouth of the prophets, God said that you worship me through your mouth, but your heart is away from me.
耶稣说。神是个灵，那真正拜他的是用心灵和诚实拜他。
Jesus said, "God is spirit, and His worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth."
那我想可以稍微把它翻译的直接一点，可以说敬拜必须在真理里和在灵里面和在心灵里面。
I think we can translate more literally that worship needs to be in spirit.And in truth.
真正拜父的要在真理里和在心灵里来敬拜他。
The true worship in spirit and in truth.
什么叫做在真理的里面？
What is in truth mean?
你记得在圣经里，圣经里有许多很伟大的问题。
There are many great questions in the Bible.
有一个问题是巡抚比拉多说的问题。当他在审判耶稣的时候，耶稣说到：“我是为真理而生。”比拉多就问一个问题，说：“什么是真理？”
And one of them is from Pilate when he asked Jesus, "What is truth?"
弟兄姊妹，什么是真理
？What is truth?
那我把答案告诉大家。
I tell you the answer.
这个我们知道的，耶稣说：“我就是真理。”
We know the answer is Jesus said, "I am the truth."
但是还有两个，我想可能弟兄姊妹不熟悉。
There are other two places that you may not familiar with.
约翰一书五章七节怎么说
？First John 5:7.
你不必翻，很简单的一句话，圣灵就是真理。
You don't have to turn it. It's very simple. Holy Spirit is truth.
那么我们就会想到父神呢
？Then the next question is how about the Father?
同样的，你再往后读几节，他就读到说。他说我们知道神的儿子已经来到且把智慧赐给我们。
And we read that the Son of God has arrived and he will give us wisdom.
使我们认识那位真实的。
So we can know the true one.
所以神被称为什么？神被称为真实的神。
So God is referred as the true God or the true one.
弟兄姊妹，什么是真理？
Brothers and sisters, what is truth?
神是真理
God is truth.
因为神是真实的
Because he is truth.
为什么神恨恶谎言？
Why God hated lies?
因为虚谎不是从神出来的。
Because it is not from God.
弟兄姊妹，不管是什么样的谎言，
No matter what kind of lies,
黄色的、黑色的、灰色的，只要是谎言，神不喜悦。
Black or white or yellow, whatever color it is, if it's a lie, it's displeasing in the Lord's eyes.
因为我们的神是真实的神。
Because our God is a true God.
所以什么叫做在真理里来敬拜他？
So what it means to worship in truth.
弟兄姊妹，就是今天如果你要有真正敬拜的话，你一定要对这位神有真实的认识。
That's it. Today, if you want to have the true worship, you need to have the true understanding of this God.
为什么主日的时候我们在这里听到？
Why we hear sermons and messages in the worship?
听到和敬拜有什么关系？
What is the difference between hearing the message and worship?
如果今天我们在这里听见真理，神的信息进到你的心里。
We heard truth here, the message from God into your heart.
我们认识到神是创造的神。
We realize that God is a God who creates.
不只是为了让你可以去跟人传福音。
Not just that you can share gospel with everyone.
更重要的弟兄姊妹，当你认识神是创造的神的时候，你在那里你可以敬拜他。
But also when you realize God is the God who created the universe, that you can have the true worship.
你今天就算在受苦的时候，如果你知道神是创造的神。
Even when you're in the suffering, if you know that God is the God who creates the heaven and earth,
你能够像约伯一样说，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
You can praise like Job that says, the name of the Lord should be praised.
所以这叫做在真理里来敬拜他。
This is what it means to truly worship in truth.
一个真正敬拜神的人呢，是一个认识神的人。
A true worship is one who knows God.
那另外一面，主耶稣说要在灵里面来敬拜他。
And Jesus also said to worship in spirit.
今天神不但是一位客观的神，神今天在我们每一个人身上，他有他的旨意，他有他的工作。
God is not just an objective God. He has His will in every one of us.
我们能不能在神在我们身上所做的，我们在那里顺服他？
Can we be submissive to the work of God on us?
我们能够在那里承认说，神你是主。
Can we admit that God, you are the Lord?
你在我的身上有主权。
You have authority upon me.
也许我不喜欢。
Maybe I don't like it.
也许我不愿意。
Maybe I'm not willing.
但是如果你是神，我愿意向你折服。
But if you are God,We are willing to be submissive.
这叫做在灵里面敬拜他。
This is to worship Him in spirit.
你让神做神。
Let God be God.
所以罗马书第八章第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不在肉体里面，乃在圣灵里面。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, if the God's spirit lives in you, that you are not by yourself.
一个真正敬拜神的人是一个顺服神的人。
A true worshipper is the one who obeys God.
我想这是我很简单的交通，跟弟兄姊妹交通到真正的敬拜。
This is my short sharing of the true worship.
不但如此，主耶稣又说了，又把这句话重新说了一遍。
Not only that, Jesus repeated these words.
主耶稣说，父要这样的人来拜他。
Jesus said,Father seeks this kind of worshipper.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和真理来敬拜他。
God is spirit, and his worship must worship in spirit and in truth.
这里说父要这样的人拜他，如果你看英文或者原文的话，应该是说父在寻找这样的人拜他。
In the original language, or in English, the translation is the Father seeks this kind of worshipper.
弟兄姊妹，神什么都有，神说千山的羊万山的牛都是属于他的。
We know that God is for sure of anything. He has the sheep and cows from all the mountains.
可以说神没有任何的需要。
We can say that he don't have any other need.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，天父在寻找一种的人。
But Jesus told us that Father is seeking one kind of man.
他在全地寻找真正敬拜他的人。
Through all the land, he is seeking true worshippers.
为什么要找呢？
Why?
因为这样的人不多。
Because there aren't so many of them.
神要寻找用心灵和真理来敬拜他的人。
God is seeking the one who worships in spirit and truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意彼此的劝勉。
Brothers and sisters, we're willing to encourage each other here.
你今天是为谁而活？
Who you live for?
今天谁是你人生的目的？你生命的中心。
Who is the purpose of your life, the center of your life?
许多人他们是为自己而活。
Many live for themselves.
但是神要寻找一般为他而活的人。
But God seeks the ones that live for him.
寻找真正敬拜的人。
He seeks the true worshipper.
寻找用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
He seeks the one who worships in spirit and in truth.
所以我们说敬拜不只是你说一些敬拜的话。
So we can say that when worship is not just say some worshiping words.
敬拜不只是你有一些这个routine, 有一些你常常做的事情。
So worship is not just go through some routine.
真正的敬拜乃是属灵的经历。
So true worship is a spiritual experience.
乃是属灵的生活。
It's a spiritual life.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹们用两个例子来交通。
I'd like to use two examples to make it clearer.
第一个在创世，这两个人都在创世纪里。
Both mentioned in Genesis.
是两个老人。
Two old men.
第一个在创世纪二十四章。
First in Genesis chapter 24.
我们可以翻一下。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章。这里是说到亚伯拉罕的一个老仆人。
Let's talk about the old servant of Abraham.
所以我们愿意来看一看老仆人的敬拜。
We like to see the worship from this old servant.
那时间不多，所以我们就不整段的念。
We don't have enough time, so we wouldn't read the whole story.
我愿意大家故事背景也许我想大家都应该大部分人都熟悉，就是亚伯拉罕差遣老仆人到他的本地本族要为他的儿子找一个配偶。
We probably all know the story and the background. It's Abraham sent his old servant to where he came from to find a wife for his son.
所以老仆人带着骆驼和财物就往那一块陌生的地方去。
And so this old servant brought the gifts and the camels and went to the place.
那到了那里，你在茫茫的这个旷野和人群中，他怎么去找神为以撒预备的那一个妻子呢？
So once he arrived the place, how he find out who is the one prepared for his master's son?
在二十四章十二节。
In 24:12.
这里老仆人就在神面前有一个祷告。
So this servant had a prayer.
他说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会。”
He prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham.
我现今站在井旁，城内的居民女子们正出来打水，我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我喝，她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。
See, I am standing beside the spring, and the daughters of the town people are coming out to draw water. May it be thatWhen I say to a girl, please let down your jar and I may have a drink. And she says, drink, and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
那这里还没有说到老仆人的敬拜哈，等一下会讲到。
We haven't mentioned the servant's worship here yet.
但是我们在这个祷告这个前面的祷告我们就可以看出。
But through this prayer, we can see that.
我相信弟兄姊妹们都会遇见这样的需要。
I think we all have a need like this.
我们在人生中可以说这个人生就像这个老仆人那时候的光景，在茫茫的旷野，茫茫的人群中，
And our life could be somewhat like this old servant, that throughout all the people in the place, we want to find something.
他发现他自己的力量不够。
This servant finds he cannot decide by his own strength.
我们说他需要神的引导。
He needs the guidance from God.
他需要神来带领指引他的脚步。
He needs God to lead his way.
那在这个祷告里面，我们看见这个老仆人，他把自己交给神。
Through this prayer, we can see that the old servant committed himself to the Lord.
我想有 几句话我跟大家提一提。第一个，你要把你的事情交给主。
So there's several things I want to mention to you. First is to commit the things to the Lord.
老仆人怎么叫做把你的事情交给主呢？
How to give it to the Lord?
老仆人承认他所办的事情是他主人的事情。
So first, this old servant admit that the things he's trying to achieve is actually his master's affair.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们都要做的一个学习。
This is what we need to learn.
我们需要知道我们手中的事，我们身上的事，乃是我们主人的事。
We need to know that the things that we are trying to work on is actually belongs to our master.
所以来到神的面前，我们告诉神说，主啊，这是你的事情。
So when we come before the Lord, we pray that, Lord, this is your matter.
这叫做把你的事情交给神。
This is how to commit your things to the Lord.
那第二个，要把你的重担交给神。
And the second is to give your burden to the Lord.
那很多事情在我们身上会压我们。
Many things can become a burden.
会让我们忧虑，会让我们anxious, 烦恼。
Which will cause us sorrow and anxious.
但是保罗告诉我们说，应当一无挂虑。
And Paul said we should have no worry.
只要凡事将借着祷告和祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。
And tell God what you want through prayers, through thanksgiving and praise.
神所赐出人意外的平安，要在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace from God.To your heart, will keep your heart.
很奇妙的，我们的神是听祷告的神。
Amazingly, our God is God who listens prayers.
更进一步，我们的神是背负我们重担的神。
And not only that, our God is a God who carries our burden.
第三个，这个老仆人在这里，他把他的环境也交给神。
And the third point, the old servant, he commits the situation to the God.
所以他告诉神说，现在正是女子们出来打水的时候。
He said, now is the time where the girls are coming out to draw water.
然后第四个，他把拣选交给神。
And the first point, he commits the choice to the Lord.
当然在老仆人心里面，他不知道神要选的是哪一个，但是他知道神有预定。
In his heart, he don't know which one is the choice of God, but he know that God has determined in his will.
所以看起来是他跟神提了一个 proposal, 提了一个提议。
Looks like he had a proposal to God.
那我想这个重点就是拣选在神。
But I think the main point here is it is God who chooses.
我们这一条路应当要怎么走？
How we walk this way.
就像这个老仆人一样。
Like、
把你的事情，把你的重担，把你的环境，连同你的拣选，交在神的手里。
Just like this old servant, we need to commit our things, commit our burdens, and commit our situation, and also commit our choice to God.
然后老仆人他就在那里看神怎样的成就。
And then this old servant stayed there and watched how God achieved these things.
那实在是很奇妙。结果这个女子利百加出现，她正做了这个老仆人在神面前许愿的那一个事情啊。所以当老仆人他问老仆人说要水喝，他不但给老仆人水喝，他也给骆驼水喝。
Amazingly, this girl Rachel came out and she did exactly what the old servant prayed.
结果后来再讲到的时候，这个老仆人就发现原来这个女子正是亚伯拉罕的亲人。
And later, the old servant find out this girl is actually a relative from Abraham.
所以二十六节和二十七节我们可以读一下。
So that we can read verse 26 and 27.
那人就低头向耶和华下拜。
Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord.
说耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因他不断的以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。Saying,
Praise be to the Lord and God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on this journey to the house of my master's relatives.
那这里就说到这个老仆人就低头向耶和华下拜。And
here it says, the old servant bowed and worshipped.
这是旧约中说到敬拜的一个例子。This
is one example of the reference to the word worship in the Old Testament.
我们可以说，我不知道如果弟兄姊妹这个事情发生在你身上，你当时你会有什么反应？
We don't know what your reaction will be if it happened on you.
那我想我们常常我们会说，我们就很感谢神。We
often will say, "We'll just give thanks to the Lord."
但是圣经说到老仆人是低头向耶和华下拜。The
Bible tells us this servant he bowed down and worshipped God.
耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的。He
said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham."
那我们在这里看见两个，这个人他在对。 这个利百加的回答的反应里面，最重要的，他是发现神乃是引导他的神。So
through the answer of Rachel, actually, the servant find out God is a God who gives guidance.
所以他说，耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人兄弟的家里。He
said, "The Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives."
这时候事情还没有办完。At
that time, the things haven't finished yet.
他还不知道利百加肯不肯，他还不知道利百加的父亲哥哥肯不肯。
He haven't know that if Rachel is willing to go with him. He haven't know that if Rachel's brothers and father will be willing to let Rachel to go.
但是老仆人身上，他有一个很自然的反应。But
this servant had a natural reaction.
向着那位引导他的神。
He bowed down and worshipped the God who led them.
我觉得这在我自己身上是很缺乏的。
I feel like it's I'm for sure of it in my own life.
我也想和弟兄姊妹劝勉，弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有多少这样的敬拜。
But I challenge and encourage brothers and sisters, how much worship you have like this.
我相信，在我们信主、我们跟随主的路上，我们都经历过神像垂听这个老仆人那样的祷告。I
believe, in our after we believe in our lives, you must have experienced what this old servant experienced.
但是我们有没有像老仆人那样的反应，就低头敬拜神？
But did we react like the old servant that bowed down our heads and worshiped God?
那不只是这一个地方，我们到后面，当他到了利百加家里面的时候，老仆人又把他的经历，在拉班跟比土利面前做见证，他再一次说到他是怎样的祷告，他也说到他敬拜，在第48节。
When the old servant went into Richard's house, he had the testimony on all he has experienced, and he mentioned about his prayer and worship again. It's on verse 48.
他说，随后我低头向耶和华下拜，称颂耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神，因为他引导我走合适的道路。Verse
48, and I bowed down and worshiped the Lord. I praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son.
你看见这个老仆人，他不但自己敬拜神，而且他的敬拜也成为他的见证。And
you see that not only he worshiped God, his worship is also his testimony.
那到最后，到了第
and last
第50节。
Verse 50.
这里拉班和比土利就应允老仆人，他说，看哪，利百加在你面前，可以将他带去，照着耶和华所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。
Laban and Bethuel answered, "This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rachel, Rebecca. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed."
然后五十二节，亚伯拉罕的仆人听见他们这话，就向耶和华俯伏在地。
And verse 52, when Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed down and to the ground.Before the Lord.
我不知道有多少次你在人的面前，当你发现神听了你的祷告，神成就了你的事情以后，你就低头下拜的，有没有啊？
I don't know how many times you have experienced really bow down before the Lord when God truly fulfilled your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，在这个老仆人身上，我们看见神是怎样的一位神。
Through this old servant, we can see what kind of God he is.
我们的神的的确确是引导我们的神。
He truly leads us.
虽然许多时候我们也许觉得我们抓不到他。
Even many times we feel like we cannot get hold of him.
但是我相信神让愿意让我们抓住他。
But I believe that God is willing to let us to get a hold of him.
借着祷告，借着在神面前的谦卑。是我们一定会经历到神的恩典和奇妙。
Through prayer and through humbling before Him, we will experience His grace.
这不是问题，问题是我们应当怎样的反应。
That's not a problem. The problem is how should we react to it.
问题是我们是不是像这个老仆人一样，是一个敬拜神的人。
The question is, are we truly like this old servant to be a true worshipper?
所以我们说，在这里你看见神乃是引导我们的神。
Here we see God is a God who leads us.
向着这一位神，你可以敬拜。
You can worship to such a God.
那老仆人的灵，他这个敬拜的灵乃是一个依靠的灵。
The spirit of this old servant is a worshiping spirit and a relying spirit.
在他的一路上，从开始到中间到结束，你看见他是一个敬拜的人。
Throughout all his ways, from the beginning, in the middle, and to the end, you can see he is worshiping.
所以罗马书第八章。下个礼拜曾勇要跟大家交通到罗马书第八章，所以我跟大家交通这两个故事。罗马书第八章说，凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
That's why in Romans chapter 8 that says whoever led by the spirit of God, is God's son.
那里不是说都是神的儿女，那里说都是神的儿子。
So it's not just say God's children, but say God's son.
意思是长大的，成熟的。
Which means a grown up.
什么样的人是成熟的呢？凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
So what kind of, which one are the one which are grown up, are the one who lead by the Lord?
其实圣灵在我们身上的工作，圣灵天天在引导我们。
Actually, the Holy Spirit leads us every day.
但是我们不见得被神的灵引导。
But we may not led by the Lord.
如果我们知道说神他做我人生的主，
If we know the Lord is the God is our Lord for my life，
我也愿意把我叫这个所行的道路交给他，让他来引导我。
If I am willing to commit my way to him and let him lead me，
这个是真正的敬拜。
This is a true worship。
所以箴言这样说，说你要专心仰赖耶和华。
So Proverbs says that you need to rely on the Lord.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
Don't rely on your own wisdom.
在你一切所行的路上都认定他。
All your ways.
他必指引你的路。
And he will lead your way.
我想这是可以，这一句话可以很好的来说到老仆人的经历。
I think this verse can summarize the experience of this old servant.
那第二个例子。
The second example.
我们读一节圣经，在希伯来书。
We can read Hebrew.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
那这也是创世纪里的人物。
This is also a character from the Genesis.
但是这一节圣经比较简单，也比较清楚。
That is a simple and straightforward here.
我给大家念，在希伯来书十一章二十一节。
In Hebrews 11:21.
他说：“雅各因着信，临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。”
Here it says, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff."
这里是说到年老的雅各，在他快要离世的时候。
Here it talks about this elderly Jacob who was about to die.
那雅各因着信做了什么呢？
What did he do by faith?
去年陈弟兄来也交通到这里哈。
And last year when Brother Christian Chen came here, he shared the same.
那很奇妙的，可以说最后就记载到雅各的两件事情。
So actually, there's two things recorded here.
向着人，这里说到他在临终的时候给约瑟的两个儿子祝福。
For a man, he blessed each of the Joseph's sons.
向着神，这里说他扶着他的杖，扶着杖头敬拜神。
And toward God, here says he worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff.
那雅各的故事，我们不可能五分钟把它说完。
We can't tell the story of Jacob in 5 minutes.
但是我愿意在这里，我们就交通这一句哈，雅各扶着杖头敬拜神。
But I'm willing to share only this one verse.
在雅各身上。什么叫做他扶着杖头敬拜神？
What does it mean that Jacob worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff?
我思想这句话的时候，我就思想到雅各的这一双手。
When I meditate this verse,
这里说雅各给他的儿子祝福，你记得是说到他一双手啊，本来应该是他的约瑟希望他是这样子祝福，可是雅各他是捡着手。把那个以法莲立在上，把那个马拿西立在下。
And actually, you remember when Jacob he blessed the Joseph's sons, he crossed his hands and he put one hand on Manasseh and the other hand on the Ephraim.
雅各的手到末了，他成了一双祝福的手，而且他不是随便的祝福，他是照着神的旨意来祝福。
Blessing hands, and not by his own will, but by God's will.
但是另一面，这里告诉我们，雅各的那双手扶着杖头敬拜神。
But at the same time, we see that Jacob put his leaned on the top of his staff with his hands and worship God.
就着天然来说，雅各的手，当他出生的时候，他乃是一双抓的手。
By his own nature, when Jacob was born, his hand is a catching.
他抓着他哥哥的脚跟出来。他不愿意做老二，他要做老大。
He catched his brother's feet because he don't want to be the second one. He wants to be the first one.
就着后天来说到他七十七岁骗他父亲祝福的时候，你记得他到父亲面前去，他的手上蒙着羊皮。
And in his own life, when he was about 77 years old, he trying to get the blessing from.
他父亲说，声音是雅各的声音，但是手却是以扫的手。
He said the voice is like Jacob, but the hand is like Esau.
所以这一双手啊，就是他的后天来说，他这一双手是一双欺骗的手。
So in his own life, these hands were used to deceive.
可是在他末了的时候，这一双欺骗的手、抓取的手，成了一双祝福的手，成了一双敬拜的手。
The hand to catch and the hand to deceive become the hand to worship.
所以什么叫做在雅各身上，什么叫做他扶着杖头敬拜神？
So what it means here that Jacob leaned on the top of his staff and worship.
你看见圣灵在人身上的另一面工作。
You can see the work of the Holy Spirit on men.
圣灵不但要像引导老仆人一样引导他走合适的道路。
Not only Holy Spirit leads old servants.
圣灵不但要垂听像垂听老仆人的祷告一样让老仆人心想事成。
And not only listened the old servant's prayer and that what he prayed to be fulfilled.
圣灵在雅各身上乃是要做变化的工作。
And Holy Spirit had a transforming work on Jacob.
乃是要做破碎的工作。
And to have a work of breaking.
好让雅各他从一双抓取欺骗的手能成为一双祝福敬拜的手。
So the hands to catch and the hands to deceit become the hands to bless and the hands to worship.
雅各的手里所拿的这一根杖
The step in his hand.
可以说这根杖，他看见那根杖，他要想起啊，以前他是一孤孤单单一个人拿着这根杖，从他的家里面跑到了巴旦亚兰，跑到了他舅舅那里。
It reminds him that when he crossed the river and left his parents, he's just by himself with his staff.
但是当他出巴旦亚离二十年后离开的时候
，But 20 years later when he came back.
他指着那一根杖做见证，他说：“先前我拿着这一根杖过的河。”
His testimony using, he testified with this staff that before I only have this staff.
所以雅各当他想起这一根杖的时候
，When he thought about this staff,
可以说他乃是想到神的恩典。
He thought about the grace of God.
虽然雅各他自己对他的人生
，Even Jacob have his own assessment of his life.
他觉得他的人生是又少又苦。
He feel like it's short and painful.
甚至他觉得 everything is against me.
Even Jacob feel like everything is against him.
就是好像所有的事情都是与他作对的。
That's Jacob's feeling.
这是在创世纪里42章雅各自己所说的话。
It is recorded in Genesis chapter 42.
如果所有的事情都与你作对
If everything is against you,
你能不能敬拜
Can you worship?
为什么雅各能够敬拜
Why Jacob can worship?
因为你知道 everything, 所有的事情与你作对结果在雅各身上
Because through the Jacob you can see the result even if everything is against you
把他从那一个原来的那一个雅各变成了以色列。
And Jacob was transformed to Israel.
所以他说我的日子又少又苦，但是他能够说那一位牧养我直到如今的神。
And on one side he can say that my life on earth is short and painful, but on the other side he can say that the God is a God who shepherd me.
我相信在我们每一个人的手里都有这一根的杖。
I believe that every one of us have won this kind of staff.
一面提醒你，当你没有神恩典的时候，我们是何等的可怜。
And on one hand, it reminds us that how pitiful we are if we don't have grace of God.
但是另一面也提醒我们，虽然神的恩典在我们身上，但是雅各似乎还是一个瘸腿的人。
And also reminds us that even we have so many graces on us, just like Jacob, we are still a lame person.
但是他能够说神仍然是我的牧者
But Jacob can say God is my shepherd
虽然神让他腿瘸了
Even God led him to be lame
但是神把他改名从雅各改成了以色列
But God gave him a new name from Jacob to Israel
雅各的意思是抓的意思
And the name Jacob means to catch
以色列的意思他乃是神的王子
And the name Israel meansPrinces of God.
那我想跟大家做一个见证。
I'd like to have a testimony.
在02年的时候。
In 2002.
那时候我前面的工作结束了。
And my work project has finished.
我在找下一份工作。
I'm looking for another job.
虽然这个见证做过哈，但是我想可以跟这个信息连在一起。
Even I had this testimony before, but I think it relates to my message here.
当时找了几个礼拜。
I looked for several weeks.
有一些possibility, 有一些可能的机会。
There were some opportunities.
但是到了有一天，那些可能的，后来发现接二连三都是不行。
But one day I find all those doors has been closed.
所以有一天我记得是好像是礼拜二晚上我心里面蛮下沉的。
And one night, it's Tuesday night, my heart was heavy.
当我躺下去的时候
when I laid down,
在我心里面突然有一句话
then suddenly some word comes to me,
说天快亮了
and it says it's about to dawn.
那这句话来的时候我就突然想到有一本书在楼下
and suddenly I remembered a book,
叫做圣经中的黑夜
it talks about the night in the Bible.
所以我就下去把这本书打开。
And I went downstairs and opened this book.
中间呢，我其实没有细看，但是我翻到了最后一页的一个祷告。
I turned to the end, a prayer in the end.
那一天那个祷告深深的摸到了我。
On that day, that prayer touched me.
然后那一天我就安息。
And that day I had the peace.
后来到了礼拜五晚上查经结束以后我去电脑上 查那个工作的广告
and Friday night after Bible study I went online to check the results
我发现有一个新的广告登出来当时我读这个广告的时候 我的这个印象就是这个广告是为我写的
when I found there's a new advertisement and I looked at the job description I realized it'sFor me.
所以后来我把简历礼拜五晚上寄出去，礼拜一早上我打电话给这个公司。
So I sent my resume and Monday I called this company.
那公司告诉我说他们拿到了在周末收到了300份简历。
And this company they say they received 300 resumes.
那么他们从其中挑了三份。
So they picked three out of the 300.
然后三份递进去的时候。他们把其中一份抽出来说他们觉得这一份是最合适的人
and they picked one out of the three and said and saw that's the best one
这一份的简历是谁呢
and whose resume is it
那是我的简历
it's my resume
那我跟大家做过见证我说如果今天是三份简历抽其中一份那么我觉得也许我这份简历是比其他的人好
If there's only three resumes and I got picked, then probably you think I'm just better than the other two.
但是三百份简历，我不知道你有没有做过 interview 哈，有没有读过人的简历。
But if there were 300 resumes, I'm not sure if you have read people's resumes before.
那我现在常常 interview 人，简历我都不看。
Actually, right now, I often interview other people and I don't look. The resume at all.
因为看来看去就是几种啊，有的人写的繁一点，有的人写的简洁一点。我觉得就是这两种简历。
And there's only two types. Someone writing more details, someone more.
内容你看不出来什么东西。
You can't see much information from it.
所以为什么会找到我
？Why I was picked?
我想我只能说这是神的预备，神的恩典。
I can only say that's God's provision and God's grace.
那么在那个当中 我没有这么属灵我没有像这个老仆人一样低头敬拜
I'm not so spiritual as the old servant and bow down my head
但是今天我读了这个老仆人我知道、神如果经历这样事情我们的反应应当是怎样
But today when I read the story of the old servant I know what my reaction should be
但是我当时心里有一个感觉就是工作也许可以找得到但是经历神有的人他只找到工作但是有的人他找工作但是他经历到神
and the deep feeling in my heart is someone just found a job someone not only found a job but he also experienced God
所以我们说感谢神跟敬拜神有不同
so I say there's a difference between thank God and praise God and worship God
感谢是因为神做了一些事情你说谢谢
and to give thanks to God isMeans God did something for you and you say thanks.
敬拜是因为你觉得神是可爱的。
And worshiping means that you know God is so lovely.
你把敬拜给他。
That you give your worship to him.
那所以在地上我们可以经历到你可以经历到慢慢我们觉得感谢神神让我们找到工作我们感谢他。
And you can experience these experience on earth that if we find jobs, we'll give thanks to God.
但是最宝贵的不是工作最宝贵的是你经历到神的引导
but the most precious is not the job but your experience of the guidance of God
那这个见证只有一半
so this is only half of the testimony
后来我去了 USDA 上班以后 有一天中午，突然我去热饭的时候，突然发现走廊里面有好几个中国人。
And one day, well, when I started working for USDA, and one noon when I went to the cafeteria, I find several Chinese.
所以那时候我才真正知道神引导我为什么把我引到那里去。
And then I know why God lead me to this company.
所以我记得十月底还是十一月初，我请这几家吃饭。
It's about in October, invited these several families to home for dinner.
跟他们传福音。
And shared gospel with them.
那是礼拜六还是礼拜天的事情。
It's on a Saturday.
那礼拜一素萍不舒服，所以我没有去上班。
And on Monday, I didn't went to work because my wife was sick.
礼拜一下午 ，manager 经理打电话来。
And the manager called me Monday afternoon.
我以为他是跟我讲说，不，这个要明天要不要来上班？我说 ，I'll be there tomorrow. 我明天就会去。
I thought he was asking if I will be work tomorrow. I just said to him I will be working tomorrow.
然后 manager 说 ，Well, you don't have to.
My manager said you don't have to. 你不必来了。
那这个很奇怪。我当时那。简单的说，他们经费出了问题，所以那一次我就基本上是要失去工作。
It was strange, but actually I find out it's just that they have some funding problem, and I'm on the edge of losing the job.
那当时我没有反应过来哈，但是回头看的时候，这就是属灵的征战，哪有那么巧的？你请人来吃饭，隔了两天工作就没有了。
At that time, I haven't put the two things together, but. Now look back, it is a spiritual war.
你不要怕啊，不要怕传福音啊。
I said this not to scare you, that so that you're afraid to share gospel anymore.
后来礼拜四，这个 contractor agent 打电话跟我，就跟我谈了一下要怎么安排。他说现在你原来那份工作，我原来在那里带他们做 project， 那他说原来那个现在暂时不能做了，也许明年会 continue。但是现在呢，我们只能两个，第一个你要 take 一个 pay cut， 就是你工资要扣掉 一部分，然后第二个你就跟现在这个团队做他们原来做的事情。
So on Thursday the agent called me and talk about the possibilities because it's not likely for me to get another project until next year. So he said only two choices: one is to take a pay cut or to follow the current team and do whatever they do.
那他们原来做的事情实在是很枯燥哈。我工作十几年，这个最 boring 的工作就是后来那几个月所做的。
Actually, what the team does is a very boring job. It's probably the most boring one throughout my career of more than 10 years.
那这个有的做电脑的可能知道，他们有差不多1000个 store procedure。然后呢，我就是 compare database 里的跟他们 file 的，看看两个一样不一样。
So if you're in the IT, you're an IT professional, you probably know what I'm talking about. That all I'm doing is dipping some code against some coding database to make sure they're the same.
那其实最主要神摸到我的就是，我原来是在那里做 mentor， 但是现在在这个 project 里面，我要。别人 assign 工作给我，然后我有问题我要去问他们。
So actually, my God's given me experience that before that I'm the mentor in the team. I coach others, but now I have to wait assignment from others and do according to what they say.
所以礼拜五我跟这个 agent 我说给我考虑一下。
So I Friday I replied to the agency that give me some time.
那我祷告的话，你知道很清楚，应该要留下来，对不对
？So when I prayed, it's clear to me that I should stay.
因为福音刚刚开始传。
Because I just started to share the gospel.
可是呢，我里面软不下来。
But my heart is still hard.
所以那天也很有意思。那天去，我还记得去剃头。
And interestingly, I remember that I went to get my haircut.
那剃完头出来，在路车上开车的时候，诗歌386首就跑到我的心里来。
After the haircut, on the way back, while I'm driving, I was driving, the hymn 386 came to me.
他说：“主，我这人是否也要 受你许可的创伤。 Shall I then shrink from the suffering that thy love would so induce? 然后诗歌第二节他说，你是否要鼓我心弦，发出你的音乐，是否要使音乐甘甜，须由你爱来苦虐，是否当我下倒之时才能失爱的心，我是不怕任何损失，若你让我来相亲。
The second paragraph says, To my heart strings need thy stretching music divine to prove, must the sweetest music come from the harsh treatment of thy love. Lord, I feel no depraving if I be drawn to thee. I would yield in full surrender all thy heart of love to see.
然后第三节后半节他说，主你能否照你喜乐没有顾忌去行，不顾我的感觉如何，只是要求你欢心。
And in the second part of the third paragraph, Lord, according to thy pressure, complete thy work in me, heeding not my human feelings, only do what please thee.
所以我唱着唱着，我想这个是自怜哈，眼泪就流下来了。
And when I sing this hymn, tears came out. It's a self-pity.
但是第四节说，如果你我所有苦乐不能完全相同，要你喜乐须我负恶，我就愿意多苦痛。
And in the first paragraph it says, If thy mind and mine should differ, pursue, O Lord, thy way. If thy pressure means my sorrow, still my heart shall answer, yea.
第五节说，我要赞美再要赞美，赞美何等甘甜，虽我边赞美边流泪，甘甜比前更加甜。
And the fifth paragraph, Oh, I'll praise thee even if weeping be mingled with my song, thine increasing sweetness cause for us grateful praise all day long.
那我记得当然这一次主就带我过去，但是在上班的时候心里面仍然是很多委屈。
And then I got led me through that night, and I started to work, but still I don't feel very happy in my heart.
但是有一天开车的时候当我跟神就在讲说，我觉得现在很委屈。
When I was driving one day, I told Lord that I don't feel very well at heart.
那在我面前我就看见主在十字架上的委屈。
But then I saw a Lord on the cross.
这个时候我的心被主震动。
And my heart was shaken by the Lord.
但是我觉得和主的交通在那段时候是非常的甘甜。
But I do feel the sweetness of fellowship with God.
所以我想这个我经历到一点，就是什么叫做扶着杖敬拜神。
So that's my experience, what it means to lean on top of the staff and to worship God.
虽然就着你自己来说，也许你做了一个软弱的人。
Even just by yourself, you are a weak man.
但是你里面能够喜乐，能够敬拜，因为你发现，像诗歌说，你所取去的东西，你以自己来代替。
But you have joy and you have strength, just like the hymn says. Whatever you take away, you replace it with yourself.
所以是罗马书第八章有另外一节话。
So there's another verse in Romans chapter 8.
说到神要使我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God will mold us to the image of his son.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神乃是引导我们的神，我们的神也是变化我们的神。
God is a God who transforms us, and God is a God who leads us.
今天你在你所行的路上依靠他，来跟随他的引导。
Trust him in all your ways and follow him.
今天你在你的一生中，无论圣灵给你什么样的功课，你让圣灵在你身上做变化的工作。
No matter what kind of experience, what lesson God gives you, let Holy Spirit to transform you.
这是老仆人的敬拜，这是雅各的敬拜。
This is the worship of the old servant. This is the worship of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们能够记得，神寻找用心灵诚实、真正敬拜他的人。
May we remember that our God seeks this kind of worship.
把时间交给嘉亮。
好，会众起立，我们唱诗三百。